Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, my name?
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move. Reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's up? My name is Stephen Knight, and you're listening to The Stephen Knight Show. Everybody, my name is Stephen Knight, and thank you again for tuning into the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. We have a great show lined up for you today. We'll be discussing the latest in entertainment news, Ron's perspective on what's going on in sports, fashion, and the latest movie reviews. We also will be talking to a young entrepreneur who owns her own gourmet popcorn company here in Atlanta. She has a great story, and you definitely don't want to miss it. As you know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, Monday to be exact. We'll be discussing topics around that as well. We definitely want you to be part of the conversation, so please give your call in and give your thoughts and opinions. The number is 718-664-6543. Again, that's 718-664-6543. But first, Ms. Parker, how you doing?
I am doing well. What's going on, Steve-O?
I'm good. I'm good. How was your weekend or your week?
I'm about to start my weekend, but my week was awesome. It was long, as always, but I ended it with a little happy hour, so I'm feeling good,
You're feeling good right about now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as you know, at the Stephen Knight Show, our mission is to bring you the latest in entertainment news, sports, interviews, fashion, and, of course, music. We want the show to be very interactive. We do want to hear from you.
We really appreciate everyone who's been supporting us. We've been on for about a month now, and, you know, we thank you for your support each week. Please continue to support us by making sure you like us on Facebook, The Stephen Knight Show. Follow us on Twitter, The Stephen Knight Show, SHO. Each and every Friday, as you already know, we will post the question of the day. We really appreciate all of your comments. Thank you for joining the discussion, and we will be looking forward to hearing from you. If you would like to call in, the number is 718-664-6543.
Well, as you know, we have a question of the day each week. And today our question of the day was, since Valentine's Day is here, what would be what to you would be a perfect Valentine's Day? We got a lot of responses on Facebook, but it's not too late, so make sure you go on our page and let us know what you think. Ms. Parker, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm really a simple person. So for me, the perfect Valentine's Day would be someone spending it with someone I love, of course. Right. But anything, I mean, I appreciate whatever anyone does for me. So I think anything that is heartfelt would be an awesome Valentine's Day.
Oh, great. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to hearing what listeners have to say. So make sure you let us know on Facebook and Twitter. And we'll be right back.
Hi, and welcome to your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com.
You know, when two people decide to get married, it's a pretty exciting time, but it also brings up a lot of hard questions. One of these questions is, how exactly are you and your spouse-to-be going to merge your money? The first step in doing this is to start discussing your financial goals. A good exercise to get this going is for each partner to make a list of his or her short-term goals, like paying off a credit card, getting a new car, or even going on a vacation. Then begin to list your long-term goals, like retirement or having a baby. From there, you should be able to determine which of these goals are a priority to both of you. Then, once you've identified these goals, you can focus your energy on achieving them. This is Gil Michelle.
That was your Black Money Minute, presented to you by BlackMoneyMatters.com. To get more information and receive our free newsletter, visit blackmoneymatters.com.
For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. Ms. Park, what's going on in entertainment news?
Entertainment was kind of slow this week, but first I want to talk about what's going on in Egypt. Have you been following it at all, Stephen?
I have been. What's your take so far?
I honestly feel really proud of the people of Egypt. I feel like that's something that would have happened in America in the civil rights movement, with the civil rights movement. And I think that, you know, I'm really proud of them. And I think that if you don't stand up for something, you're going to fall for anything. And, you know, and actions equals results. So they've been standing up for what they believe in, and, you know, and it seemed to be working. So I'm proud that they're, you know, standing up for their rights and standing up for what they want. And they need change, and that's a change that I can honestly believe in. So
for me, what it represented is the power in numbers. You know, when people come together for a greater good outside of themselves, is for the people. And I remember I was watching the footage today, and one guy said that the government doesn't intimidate us, we intimidate them. And it goes to show you the power that the people have. A lot of people don't think they have that power, but for those, and they had, I mean, tons and tons of people come out for this cause. And, you know, and today, the president stepped down.
Yeah, it also represents, I think that's a good point, Stephen, but I think it also represents the fact that nobody should be in power for 30 years. If you're in power for that long, you kind of lose touch with the people. Like, you know, he can't relate. He's been in power for 30 years, you know what I mean? He doesn't know what they need or what they want. And I think he's out of touch, and it's time for someone else to be in power. So I'm very happy for them.
Yeah, I'm excited for him as well.
So did you watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, we went to the Super Bowl party.
It was a lot going on at that party, right? It was a lot going on. But everyone kept talking about how Christina Aguilera messed up the national anthem. My thought on that is, who knows the whole song? I don't.
Well, here's the thing, though. But this was interesting about that is that, you know, 9 times out of 10, when a singer performs the national anthem at the Super Bowl, it's always pre-recorded, because anything can happen with the acoustics and the stadium, to someone forgetting the lyrics to the song, you know, things like that. And so I was shocked that she sang it live. You know, they gave her a lot of flack because she forgot the words. I think if that's your gig, you know, if she didn't know the words, I'm sure she didn't find out the day before that she was going to be performing the song. So she had plenty of time to prepare.
I think it was more she was nervous, though. It was more that she was nervous. And I was more offended by her look than her forgetting the song, the words. Because I didn't even know she ever gotten the words until the next day. I was singing along with her.
You were singing the wrong words, too?
I think most people didn't even notice until, like, the next day. A few people noticed.
Yeah, I didn't know until the next day.
So that's my thought on that. But you're right. The professionalism part is, you know, showing up prepared for your job.
Well, my thing is, I mean, it's not like this is her first time performing. You know, she performed the national anthem at the NBA All-Stars a few years ago. You know, she did it twice in a row. And so, I don't know. I don't think that's a song for her, but even then, I didn't like her rendition of it because she tried to do the whole Marvin Gaye remake.
Yeah, not
the way
everyone
did
can
it.
Sing that song. Not everyone can
She's
sing
a great
that song.
Singer, by the way. Great singer, but that's not her song.
Yeah. I agree. Okay. Speaking of singers, Jennifer Hudson is now skinnier than I am. How is that possible?
She's on point. She is.
It's that she's
point.
A six. I'm a six, but she looks slower than me. I don't like that. But, everyone's talking about how great she looks on Oprah. I'm very, very happy for her. Like I said, you know, I love Jennifer Hudson more, you know, not just for her music, but for, you know, her ability to overcome. So I'm proud of her.
I liked about this story, you know, she lost obviously a lot of weight, but her 75 of her friends and family, they all went on Weight Watchers as well. And to a combination together, they lost almost a ton of weight, a ton of fat.
Wow! But I heard this girl is pretty big.
Yeah, they're working on it though. You know, at least they're talking about it.
You're right. At least they're not sitting around there doing something about it. So can't clown too much on that.
All right.
The Grammys is this weekend, right, Stephen?
Yes, they are. The Grammy weekend. They have Clive Davis pre-Grammy party on Saturday and Grammys on Sunday night.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun. It's a fun weekend, back-to-back in L.A. You know, the Grammys this weekend, All-Stars next weekend. Wish I was back on the West Coast, but I'm sure
I think EOTM will be representing. We won't be there, but I think people from EOTM will be there at the Grammys Live, so that'll be great.
That would be really great.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Grammys, Rihanna and Chris Brown are supposed to be attending the Grammys, and she had a restraining order stating that he could not be several feet from her, which means that he couldn't attend the Grammys.
Right.
But now he it's been lifted. She gave permission. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's time. Obviously, you know, I wouldn't think they have a lot of interaction. And, you know, if anything, although as terrible as the situation was, it helped her career, you know. And I think that he's learned from it. And I think it's time for, you know, I think she did the adult thing in that situation.
No, I agree. And I think the reason, you know, she of course, there's some limitation of what he can't come up to her and say anything. And
he can't
give
her a hug or nothing, yeah.
Right, right. And, you know, he can't harass her or whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's some things that he, you know, he must abide by, I guess, before the restraining order can be lifted. He agreed to it.
Right, yeah.
But I think it's about time, you know. I think they both moved on, and the situation was awful. But
right,
I think he has learned from it, and I think she has as well. So, you know, everything that happens, it happens for a reason, and there's room to grow. So,
I agree. I definitely agree.
It was a horrible situation, but I think there are better people for
exactly
it.
Exactly, because of it, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so I think that's it for entertainment. So I think we're going to go on to see what's in sports. What's up, Ron?
Actually, we're going to go to movie reviews with Chike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know it's new.
You know what? I totally forgot about the movies.
Well, you know
the
Oscars
but
are coming up. Oscars are coming up. And
exactly. I had it on my mind today, too. And so, I'm curious to see what he has to say.
Okay, what's going on, Chike?
You forgetting about me, Ms. Parker, really? You
DK,
don't forget about
of
me.
Course. I did not forget about you. Of course not.
And I'm supposed to hear about that Super Bowl party. I don't know what to do. I wasn't there. I don't want to hear no more about it.
Okay. Okay. But you will keep seeing those pictures.
Of course. All right. We're leading up to the Oscars, right?
Right.
And so fitting, Valentine's Day is coming up, so I decided to check out Blue Valentine.
Okay.
It has Ryan Gosling in it and Michelle Williams. She's the one that used to be with Heath Ledger. She's from one of them teen shows when she was a kid. I don't remember which one, but one of the teen shows. Anyway, the movie was very compelling. It told the story of relationships from a harsh, you know, standpoint. And I advise you not to go around Valentine's Day, because you may not come out feeling the same way, going in.
Why is that?
Deep. It's pretty deep. You there, Steven?
I'm here.
Okay. And the second choice was The Fighter. That was excellent.
Oh, yeah,
Mark Wahlberg never disappoints. But
the woman that played his mother did really well.
What astonished me the most was that Christian Bale, Batman, he was in the movie too, didn't even know who he was. He played a crack addict, and he really went through the throes of losing the weight, couldn't even tell who he was. Excellent performance, excellent movie, by the way.
Yeah.
I could see why both of them were nominated for Oscars.
Oh, wow.
So definitely Nutsies, definitely.
So you think they'll be taking home the statue this year?
I think that The Fighter will, but I only think that Blue Valentine are nominated for the actors, not the entire film. But The Fighter is going to take home at least two.
Okay.
At least two.
Well, we'll definitely be tuning in Oscar night to find out what goes on.
Definitely.
And we appreciate your take on everything. Definitely.
And I'm going to try to get as many movies, you know, as I can leading into the Oscars. And remember, if you see me in your local theater, please buy me some popcorn.
And TK, I'm a little behind in my movies. I'm not big on going to the theater and seeing movies, but you're inspiring me, so I'm going to head out and watch everything in 2 days.
Well, this is what you do. And this is going to be another segment, but I'm glad you took me to this. T- take advantage of the club cards. I swear you save so much money. Any theater that you frequent, buy their club card, and you turn it in every time that you pay, and you get kickbacks. So it saves because movies are expensive.
Okay. I like saving, so that's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks again, Chica.
No doubt.
Well, you know, last week was Super Bowl Sunday, and I have to give it to my boy, A-Ron. He called it. Ron, what's up, man?
First off, I have to say this. Green and yellow, green and yellow, green and yellow, green and yellow. Also, I like to give a moment of silence for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hold on. Amen. Okay. All right.
As we all know, today, huh?
What'd you say, Miss
Parker? I see you trying to be funny today, huh?
Hey, you know, I'm sorry.
I'm feeling
so
hurt last Sunday.
Yeah, I know. Take it. 1-10, I know. It's okay. But if I do recall, didn't someone say, 3 weeks ago that Green Bay would beat Pittsburgh? I think they said 27-20. I didn't get the point spread as close as I wanted to. But I wasn't off by much. The final score was 31-25. So, I was all right. I was good. Great game. Great game. Aaron Rodgers, I'm telling you, beast. I think next year he's going to be MVP of the league, hands down. My favorite quarterback in the league. So just have to say
he stepped
that.
It up.
Yes, he did. Absolutely. Pittsburgh's defense looked kind of old, I think, for the game. I don't know if they were, just still kind of in the awe of the moment or what, but Pittsburgh just didn't look like they were really, really on it. So.
Yeah. Well, next weekend is All-Star weekend.
No, it's the weekend after next weekend.
Next weekend after. Okay.
Oh, no. It's the 19th.
It's not this weekend. It's next weekend.
Right.
Next weekend.
Right. In L.A., it's in Los Angeles Staples Center. It's going to be really nice. All the stars are going to be there, so mm-hmm. It should be really, really nice. So I'm looking forward to it. I'll actually be talking about that more next week with the All-Star game and everything.
All right, well, we definitely look forward to it. And as always, I have to give it to you because you did have the Super Bowl down pat.
Yeah.
I had a question.
Yes, ma'am.
And now that football season is over, you think I have a better chance of getting a date? I watch football, but I can't do the whole all-day Sunday football thing. I'm so glad over. I'm like, if I ever had a boyfriend doing football season, on Sundays it's going to be a problem.
Miss Parker, I think now you
can go on dates.
You should be good. Yeah,
okay.
Until the NBA playoffs come around.
Oh, yeah.
When the NBA playoffs come around, you can't get me to go on a date.
That's true.
Because I read Boston all day.
Okay, Boston.
We're going to go ahead and move along until next week.
Yes,
now, this is my favorite segment.
Okay.
Budget Shopaholic is coming up next with my girl, Janera. What's up, girl?
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
What's going on, Janera?
Nothing much. I just wanted to tell you guys about a couple of things in honor of Valentine's Day.
Woohoo!
So I hope you guys are out there listening, and you girls who want to surprise your guys, I hope you all are out there listening too, because I have a couple of great deals for you.
And I'll take a gift from anybody who want to surprise me.
Well, you're going to like these, so hopefully they'll take my ideas and, somebody will show up at your doorstep tomorrow. Not anybody crazy, but, somebody that'll show up at your doorstep with something nice.
Yes, mail it in. If they're crazy, that's fine. Mail it in.
I'll take any gift, but if you're crazy, just mail it in.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah.
Right.
I understand. Well, first of all, I know that roses are a little bit cliche, but Whole Foods has 2 dozen roses on sale for $19.99.
What?
So if anybody's trying to get any roses and they're just running out at the last minute because you guys are out there procrastinators.
Leave us alone.
Steven. Whole Foods has on sale 2 dozen for $19.99. So that's not a bad deal. And, you know, they're not hitting you over the head with the price, which, of course, is something that I absolutely love. So
yeah. That is a really great deal.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was kind of excited about that. I hope somebody's on the phone listening, taking hints. listening in, taking some hints, but I'm just going to shut up. Okay, anyway, moving on. Jewelry Artisans, they're having a sale, and some of their items are up to 50% off. So that's just in time for Valentine's Day. And that is, it started today, but it's also going to be running through tomorrow. And they even have, they're even having, this special trunk show. So, if you guys are interested in anything like that, you know, you can visit their website or go into one of their stores. So, but it's jewelryartisans.com, and that may be something that you're interested in, especially if you're trying to pop the question. But anyway, another thing that I'm thinking of is, another thing that I came across is, I'm not sure if anybody out there is an outdoorsy person, but the Botanical Gardens this weekend is supposed to be a really nice weekend. Very mild for Atlanta weather around this time of year, and the Botanical Gardens is having an event from 7 until 11 p.m. tomorrow. It's $30 per person, and you'll enjoy cocktails and desserts and live entertainment. And also, if you like to dance, you can do that too. So that would be a good little thing for Valentine's Day. My last little deal, and this is all under $100. So if you're looking to spend, if you're working with the budget, which most of us are, this is all under $100 for two people. So you really can't beat that around Valentine's Day, because this time of year, of course, everybody's trying to, stick you for your paper. So this is something that you could really, really do. And another one, if you aren't interested in the outdoorsy stuff, like all the flowers and things, the High Museum of Art is also having something. They're having a Valentine's Day event, and it's like a French cabaret. So it's like a French cabaret-themed Valentine's Day event. And they're going to have French-inspired food and drinks and things like that. And to get into there, it's $25 per person for members. And it's $40 per person for non-members. So I think that's also, that's still not bad. But I had my little membership to the High Museum of Art, and I really loved going when I had my membership. I'm actually thinking about renewing it, but, it's still not bad for people who aren't members. $40 per person, you're still under $100. So, cheap is my goal, and that's what we're doing. You can still do nice and cheap. You can do nice and cheap. Just don't make it look cheap. That's my what I say.
Don't let the woman know it's cheap.
Exactly. You hit the nail right on the head. And if you are not interested in any Valentine's Day stuff and you just hate Valentine's Day, that's fine. Go to the mall. The Limited is having a sale, and they're having a sale 40% off of all of their pants and jeans now through Sunday. So that might be something, if you just buy humbug to Valentine's Day, that's something that you might want to, that's something you might want to check out.
Yeah.
So those are my deals for this week.
Sounds exciting as always.
I guess I'll be at the mall. Thanks, girl.
Hey, I'll be back next week. And if anybody else is interested in any of my finds, you can check me out on budgetshopaholic.com, and you can also like me on Facebook.
Oh, I want to say thanks for the Old Navy thing. I went last week and
did you rack
a couple
up?
Of things. I got a couple of things, and my friend went up there and got her kids some clothes, and all the boys' jeans on sale for $10, and she got five pairs.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, you can't beat that, especially with little boys. The way they run through those jeans, that's ridiculous.
Exactly. She got five.
That's really good.
So we appreciate you.
Well, thanks, Janelle.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you guys next week.
Look forward to it.
Okay.
For more information about what she just discussed, go on our Facebook page for the latest, and we'll be right back.
Double XL is the number one selling music magazine worldwide. Covering amongst the widespread from breaking news, new music, and all times biggest artists. If you're not tuned in with XXL, you should grab your copy immediately at your nearest Walmart or other place of business. XXL is the most trusted name in the world of hip-hop. Visit XXLMag.com for news updates, hottest new hip-hop bangers, and the most popular blog site in hip-hop society today. Are you interested in becoming a part of XXL? Contact XXLMag at 212-807-7100 or contact XXL through email at XXL@harris-pub.com. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy XXL Magazine. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms. Parker. Please remember to like us on Facebook. Also, visit us on Twitter, the Stephen Knight Show, S-H-O. Stephen, what's up next?
Well, before I go into our next segment, I do want to let our listeners know, and Ms. Parker, you already know, that next week we have a very special guest on as well. Do you remember the group Player? They had the song Cheers to You.
Yeah,
do you remember them?
Yep. I was going
to
start singing, but I forgot
you.
I couldn't sing.
Yeah. Well, they had the song with their lead singer, Smokey. I will be on next week to let us know what's going on with the group, what they're doing now, and I look forward to that. But
you know, I miss the music from back then,
yeah.
Our days. Now,
yeah,
I know it sounds old, but our day is like 90 music.
I hear
early
that.
2000. So I'm looking forward to that.
I am as well. But tonight our guest is originally from Illinois, home of Garrett's Popcorn, which if anyone's been to Illinois knows it's huge out there. After Rio came to Atlanta, she always knew that she one day would start her own gourmet popcorn company, since she didn't find any here when she moved to Atlanta. But after being let go from her last job, she decided to make her dream a reality. And today she's the owner of Old Man's Pop Popcorn. Please help me welcome Stephanie Pinkney. What's going on, Stephanie?
Hey, Stephanie.
What's going on? How are you?
How are you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you.
Well,
welcome
thank you for
to
being
the show,
on.
Stephanie.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, so tell me about your company.
Well, we're a gourmet popcorn business. It originally started, as you kind of mentioned a little before, just as a little childhood dream that I always had, being someone that's from Illinois. Anyone that knows anyone from Illinois always talks about popcorn, Garrett's Popcorn, Chicago mix. That's what it's about. And so when we moved out here, you know, you really don't see a lot of popcorn here in Atlanta. So
right,
I was like, well, you know, maybe one day I'll start something up. Just kind of in the back of my mind, I was like, you know, if you have those toys where you're just like, well, one day, you know, if I get the opportunity, I'll do it.
Right.
And
right.
I was gracious enough to receive that opportunity.
Okay. So when you were let go from your last job, what steps did you take towards starting Old Man to Pop Popcorn?
Well, I already obtained a degree in business and also I minored in small business entrepreneurship. So it was more or less just putting to action everything that I got a college degree for and all those student loans.
Right.
So that are kicking my butt now. But
yeah,
I kind of put it to use. And, you know, because originally my previous job, I was doing a lot of consulting for a small business.
Okay.
And just letting them know the do's and the don'ts, networking, how you can get more customers, building your own personal clientele basis, getting the right employees, doing a little bit of everything. So I was able to put my own degree to work. So it was pretty cool.
So let me ask you, when you were let go from your last job, do you think that's what it took to give you the motivation to step out there and to make your dream a reality?
Actually, I do. Sometimes, you know, we can be very complacent or we can be very just kind of okay with our situation and never really branch out into the deep or launch out into those things that will make us, you know, bring stability to our family, bring legacy, bring all those things. So sometimes it takes what we think as tragic things to kind of put us in a mindset of, hey, you have a gift, you have a talent, so why not use it, you know, and at the same time make money.
I agree. I think a lot of people, like you said, they become complacent in their day-to-day, and then when it takes something, like you said, it comes off as a tragedy, but can be a blessing in disguise to make us see the full potential of what we've been holding on to. So, you know, I'm really glad. Well, tell us about, I know you talked about the popcorn. What's unique about yours? I know you were telling me about some of the different types you have. Tell our listeners.
Yeah, we have, one thing I've noticed here about Georgia is they're not really big on what Chicago is big on. So what I had to learn was to learn my market.
Yeah.
And down south, it seems that kettle corn is big. Things like white cheddar. Caramel will always be a staple because it's just wide. You know, everybody knows caramel popcorn. But I've been able to kind of branch out in some different flavors like hot jalapeno, barbecue, cookies and cream. You know, all of those. All of those flavors have actually been really, I've gotten such great response, and the best thing is that they don't offer that stuff up north. So I really have found a kind of a market for something, you know, something different that people really, really love.
So you mean to tell me there's cookies and cream popcorn?
There is.
There's cookies and cream popcorn. And what does it taste
that
like?
Does
it taste like
good.
Does it taste like cookies and cream?
It tastes just like cookies and cream. And if you take it and you put it in the refrigerator, it literally will taste like ice cream. The cookies and cream ice cream. I tell you no lie.
So how do you come up with the different, you know, flavors, or how do you come up with that?
I love to cook. I'm always experimenting. My husband is the type where he does not like to eat the same thing every night. So it took, you know, he's not like that. He's not like spaghetti on Mondays, you know, no.
Right, yeah.
Can't do that with him. So I've kind of branched out and, you know, got different cookbooks and seen different things about what spices and herbs they use and kind of listen to people about what they like. And you have a lot of guys that are really into the hot stuff, the hot jalapeno and, you know, the barbecue. They're into that. And then you have the females that are all into the sweet and savory.
Okay.
So I had to be able to offer both so that I could cater to both, you know, both audiences. So it's been great. I love it.
So can people who are not in Atlanta, can they order your popcorn?
They can. They can go to my website, which is www.oldmanpopcorn.com, and they can feel free to scroll through all the flavors. They can order the flavors, and we'll ship them to them.
Okay. Well, we'll definitely have a link for that on our page. Well, I know you told me you've had a lot of success, because you all are fairly new. September 09 is when you opened. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us about some of the success you've had.
Well, this past Christmas, we were able to make some connections with Radio 1, which, you know, is like a Praise 102.5 here in Atlanta, and Magic 107.9. We got a chance to go in and kind of just do a sampling party, and from that, you know, we've been invited to be a part of their events that they have every year, and we're providing baskets for their executives, and, you know, I really am excited because it's like I'm really seeing my dream actually come true, you know, and it's like I don't even right now I don't physically have a shop, and I'm literally doing everything, you know, just out of my home. But it's becoming, the demand is becoming so great, I'm going to have to, you know, really just sit down and be like, okay, I have to get a shop because there's so much more to it.
You know, that's where Martha Stewart started off in her own kitchen. And now look at a billionaire, you know?
Yeah.
What is your vision for Old Man's Popcorn?
I don't want to just eat popcorn. I have a thing for chocolate. So I've been dibbling and dabbling, especially around different holidays like Valentine's Day, and doing different types of assorted pretzels, chocolate covered pretzels, caramel covered pretzels, getting dipped in everything you can think of. I like different chocolates. So that's something that I do want to branch off into sooner or later, and also have that and caramel apples and, you know, all of those things that you kind of only get a certain time of the year.
Right.
So I'm like, why don't you just make it any time of the year? And, you know, really make it, you know, to the point where it's a specialty and people are just drawn by just the taste. And that's the key when you do any type of food. The taste has to outweigh anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If it doesn't taste good, regardless of how much publicity or networking or advertising you do, people aren't going to buy it. And I really appreciate that. I feel like my growth is due to my taste of my product. It speaks for itself. Once you buy it and you have it once, you're going to want it again.
You're going to want it again. Well, you know, Kenton is the one who introduced me to you, and he told me, he texted right before we went on. He said, make sure you say that her food, her popcorn tastes good, because I've had it, and she puts her foot into it. So just shout out to Kenton for that. And I'll definitely be trying it. I never thought about cookies and cream ice popcorn, but I'll definitely be trying it out.
And I have to try the jalapenos.
Yeah,
we'll
have to send you guys some.
Well, give us the website one more time.
It's www.oldmanpopcorn.com.
Okay, well, listen, Stephanie, I thank you so much for being on our show today. Best of luck to you and everything going on. I can see big things coming outside of the popcorn and everything else. So congratulations to you, and
thank
thanks again for calling in.
No problem.
You
have a blessed evening.
You do the same.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. For more information about Old Man Pop Popcorn, please visit our website on Facebook, our Facebook page.
We'll be right back.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wondering what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Made, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms. Parker.
Ms. Parker, okay. Well, on to the question of the day. What is the perfect Valentine's Day for you? Now, for me, you know, I think Valentine's Day is really for women. You know, I think it's about the women treating your woman right and, you know, spoiling her and everything else. But, you know, for me, it's a simple thing. I think we shouldn't just use that day to show love for the person that we're with, but to do it all the time. But since, you know, the masses of us use that as a day, a special day of recognition for love, I think that you should do something special. And whatever is special to you, too. You don't have to go flying to Paris or whatever else, but whatever it is that you two enjoy doing, that is something that will create a memory for you two. That's what I think. But what are some of our listeners saying?
People are saying all kinds of things, roses and bed, and just to kind of piggyback on what you just said, I don't think it's for women. I just think it's commercialized, just like Christmas. It's companies trying to make money.
That's true.
So I think, you know, I think a lot of what these holidays, such as Christmas and Valentine's Day, I don't mean to go up on my soapbox, but has a lot to do with, you know, people trying to make money, and, you know, flowers. I mean, I think it's needed for the economy, but at times I think it's just overboard. Have you been in Walmart this week?
Oh, my gosh.
Like everything is pink and red. It's like somebody just threw up pink and red. It's crazy. But I think you know, if you love someone, that should be something you do every single day. I don't think, you know, the whole going out to eat on Valentine's Day and all that, I just, you know, I'm not really big into it. I just think is Valentine's Day should be a celebration of your love, should be something that you do on a daily basis. But we have some great responses, and thank you all. We do appreciate you leaving your comments on Stephen's page and also the show's page. A lot of people are just saying that they want to be surprised, something special, whatever is special between the two of them. A lot of people are trying to go on trips, exotic locations, beaches.
I think this one's funny. This one girl, she has kids. She said peace and quiet, like 10 minutes a day.
I know, I was just going to say that.
Kids, but.
She said 10 minutes at least, I know.
At least. And one guy, he said, Clarence said,
he
not
said
spending
BJ.
The dime.
What about the guy that said BJ? I'm sorry, I had to say that.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of guys said, you know, they said for women it's flowers, and for guys it's, you know.
Right. I thought that was hilarious. I think it was Damien and Marcus. I know those two. They're crazy.
Yeah. Murray said the perfect Valentine is not in the spending or the day, but it's in the mood. You see, perfect would be secure the fact that your Valentine loves you in spite of what the day is, because it's today's couple would learn how to celebrate their love year round than Valentine's.
This guy Jimmy, he said dinner and then straight to business.
He said
I think some funny ones on there.
Just straight to it. And one girl said, candlelight dinner, soft jazz playing in the background, rose petals everywhere, then some passionate lovemaking.
A lot of women said candlelight dinner.
Well, you're a woman. Is that do you like the whole candlelight dinner thing?
I wouldn't want that on Valentine's Day because it's expected. That's just not me. I would want
so you
to be
surprised
on a random day. I don't know. It's just I'm not really used to like the whole have this special day, just do something and celebrate your love when it should be something that's done on a daily basis. Love is a gift. It's the greatest gift you can give someone, and it's the greatest gift you can receive from someone. So I don't know if I feed into the whole February 14th thing, but it's just me. So
Yeah. I think, like you said, find your own methods, you know, and it doesn't have to be one day. One girl said to spend the day with her babe. He's in the military, stationed in another city. This is Bree. So spending QT with him would be fine. And if there was something extra to go along with that, then that'd be just ice on the cake. And, you know,
that's
you think
a perfect
about
example.
About like, military families, and the thing is that they don't, you know, they're around people who are, well, I'm getting these flowers and I'm getting this, and when they have that true love, but
they can't spend time with them.
Yeah. Well, we have a call from one of our comrades on EMTL, Tangelo. Are you there?
I am. Good evening, Mr. Stephen Knight and Ms. Parker.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm actually sitting here working on some EOTM work, and I was listening to this show about Valentine's Day, and I had to call in.
Okay, so what is
well,
what
we
do you think about Valentine's
Day? Well, we appreciate you calling in.
Well, I have to disagree with both of you.
Okay.
Because I think that, I get what you're saying, that you should show love every single day, and I totally agree with that part of it, because, like, for me, it's like my mother. I call her all the time, and before I get on the phone, I make her aware that she loves me, and her conclusion is, I love you more.
Right.
Okay. But Valentine's Day gives us the excuse to go over and beyond the normal I love yous. That's the simple, like, I just sent my mom a birthday card, I think a week after her birthday, because I found it, and it looked good.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
It's a surprise. When Valentine's come, what it does for me and at least the people in my space is I can now take off extra time from work and they understand.
Yeah. No, I kind of agree with you there because, you know, I do believe that you should, you know, if you're with someone or there's someone, your mother, your girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever the case may be, if there's someone special, you should show that year-round. But I do like the holidays in particular, like generally. So I like that you can have that time is focused, you know, to really, like you said, to go above and beyond for the person that you want to, you know,
do that in an honor. I can see that. And on your page, I put the menu, put like a menu, but
you said a good menu.
Right. Well, the funny part is, I had a whole spiel I was trying to write in, and me and Carla B were at the Globetrotters thing, and I think they called me, and I turned, and my finger hit the button.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, well, I guess that's that.
Right. So you changed
it
up a
little bit. You got me wrong a little bit. Now, if somebody wants to fly me to Paris on Valentine's Day, I'm not going to say, oh, no.
You've been
a
on the plane.
I'll be on a plane. But I'm just saying the extra attention, I think, I think kind of takes away from the fact that love is an everyday effort. You know what I mean? It's something that, especially between two people who are trying to make something work, it has to be an everyday type thing. There has to be this special moment in every day, you know? But I'm not saying if someone gives me a bouquet of flower vows, I'm going to say, oh, no, I'm going to take it.
Listeners,
if you want to give me anything, I will accept.
Right. Don't get it wrong. Don't get it mixed up. So I think in the end, we're probably saying the same thing, because that's what I said on my show the other night was I'm not a fan of just commercial gifts. I think if you're going to do something, you know, for Valentine's Day, it needs to be special and personalized.
Right.
So even if you, like for myself, I don't cook. So if I cook for you for Valentine's Day, you're doing something.
That's special.
It's something special. Especially if it tastes good.
That's the Lord if it tastes good.
That'd be
the Lord right there, because I don't know. If it don't pop, if I can't throw the microphone, I don't deal with it.
No. You know, and I think I think it's not about the gift, it's about the memory, you know, the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like say that you went to the mountains and just that experience, you know, or whatever you can afford, whatever you can do that will create that experience, because people won't always remember the gift, depending on now if it's some huge diamond ring, you know, I'm sure a woman will remember that. But it's the smallest things, you know, that I think that would matter.
Well, that's what I just had to call and put my two cents out there.
Well,
we appreciate
you doing that. And listen, I know that your show has been extremely successful, so congratulations to you for that.
Thank you. Yeah, well, we did get a hit up on Facebook about that. Yeah, thank you. And you as well. Congratulations. And
we appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, I did. I shot y'all out last night, too. I think that, you know, we all got to do our part and help each other out.
Absolutely.
I agree.
You luck out. I want a Miss Carl. I want a Miss Parker on my show.
Right, I got Miss Parker.
And I can do double duty.
I'm like, oh, I could use a second voice. My throat be all dry.
No. Well, listen, thanks for calling in, man, and much success to you.
Most thank you to you as well. You guys have a good night.
How are
you
too?
Thank you, too.
All right. Now, Ms. Parker, you brought up another, I know we were talking earlier today, and you said one of the questions you had was, do you believe in love? Still believe in love? That's one of the questions you wanted to pose. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there who have different definitions of love. I wanted you to pose that question because I wanted to see people's feedback. I mean, personally, my opinions is like kind of out there, but I wanted to see if people, you know, out there would still say, yeah, because I know it's Valentine's Day and everybody's like lovey-dovey, but there are a lot of people out there who have kind of lost their faith in like what true love means or what love really means. So I'm a curious mind trying to see what other people are thinking and what, you know, what else their feelings are. But we can post that question another time. It's always a good topic and always
that's a good topic.
And we'll get out of feedback.
Now, for me, me being someone who, you know, believes in Jesus and God and everything, I think that Jesus is love. And I think what happens is that sometimes we give our love away to people who don't deserve our love. And so what it does is it diminishes the love that we have to give. So when you give to someone who's not worthy of that. But I think there's a really good discussion to have.
But I also think, you know, people fail to forget that there are different kinds of love. I remember taking I believe it was a psychology or sociology class, and I remember we went through the whole stages of, you know, once you lose love, the stages that you go through, and there are different stages depending on what kind of love you lose. There are family love and then romantic love and friendship love, and, you know, there are different stages and different kind of love. So when people just generalize love, I don't think they take into account that all love isn't the same love. You know what I mean? It's different depending on who you're loving. And I do agree with you. I think a lot of times, you know, our hearts and our minds doesn't really connect. It seems like they don't even meet, like they're walking in two different directions.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think one thing about a person, but your heart tells you another thing. So I think there's a lot of that going on as well. And I think a lot of times we love who we think the person are.
Right.
The person
right.
is, I mean. And I
the
think
idea of what the person is.
The idea
who
of who the person is.
Yeah.
And I
right.
think for me, a lot of times is, I'm the type of person, I see a lot of good in people. So I
yeah,
love the
do.
Good, and I tend to forget the bad. And then that can
yeah.
be a little dangerous. But I think that would be a good topic for one
yeah.
that we can go more in depth and have people call in.
Absolutely. Well, we want to thank Tangelo and the listeners and everyone who participated in the questions today. We had a lot of responses on Facebook. But we'll be
thank
right back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello out there. This is Mother Luella Jacobs with EOTM Radio and Media. Get creative, get results. All we need to know is how high do you want your business to go. Now, what you need to do is call us at 213-290-3573. And all y'all rappers and singers and comedians and all that out there, I'm here to tell you we got something for you, and I'm going to tell you right now. And baby, we got some people here that'll give you some PR and work. Child, you'll have your press kit so tight, child, it look like you'll take it to somebody and knock their teeth out. You hear me? Child, it'll knock mine out from all these emails I got. But let me tell you something. This company here, baby, we will make you so high you'll think you up there with the law. Just make sure you give us a call, and you can hit us up too on the email at pr@eotmradio.com. Give us a call, you hear me?
This was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm your co-host, Ms. Parker.
Well, now it's time to go into Stephen's playlist. Tonight we're dedicating our playlist to the lovers in honor of Valentine's Day. Our playlist is posted each Friday on Facebook so that you know the names of the artists and the song titles. Tonight our playlist features songs by Junie, Natika Hemingway, C. Clear, Brandon Beal, and more.
I'm looking forward to listening to all these artists tonight.
Yeah.
If you're interested in being a featured artist on the Stephen Knight playlist, please email me at thestephenknightshow@gmail.com. And please make sure to attach one or two of your songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures. Please make sure that the version of the song is clean, no cuss words. It needs to be clean for us to air the song. And we look forward to hearing from you.
I want to also remind you, I know I mentioned earlier in the show, that next week we have Smokey from Player. I look forward to that interview. He has some great stuff that he's working on now. He sent me over that I've been going through, and you're definitely in for a treat. But our first song tonight is from a group out of Houston, Texas, Cadence. Their song, Memories, it's a great song. I love the group. Look them up on Facebook. But check it out and enjoy Stephen's playlist.
I try. try. Maybe we should think this over. Maybe give love one more chance. Then we can find again all the love we have within. We will never know until we try. Thank you.
Chicken soup and toast. Run the water in the tub. flight, we can leave this ghost between the sheets. You be loving my stroke when I go swimming. You've been there since the beginning. My right hand, my number one fan. Give a damn what my homies think. I gotta make you my wife, lady, I need you. You soothe all my fevers, my diva, my queen. I worship the ground you walk. I love your style and the way that you talk. The little things you do that you don't have to. I'm so attached to your body language. The last you like my aspirin. Advil, been mad real since day one. Your loyalty, I can't wait until that day comes. I changed some, all these other bras I flee. You can catch me with my main squeeze. Sit, sit, sit.
Oh, that country love.
That was our playlist. A lot of great artists. You definitely got to check them out. And don't forget that they are posted, the songs and the titles of the artists, they're all posted on our Facebook page. Michelle, what you got planned for the rest of the weekend?
By the way, I really like that playlist. That was cool. Tomorrow, we are going to our coworkers and friends, our Tammy housewarming party. You're going, right, Steven?
Yeah, I'll be there.
I love Tammy. I love her, so we have to go. She is really an awesome person.
It's a Mexican theme with, and I heard they're going to be having margaritas and.
Yeah, margarita machine, and she's got on a boulder catering.
Yeah.
After that, I may go out, but I'm not sure. But I'm looking forward to that. She loves Mexican food. I'm going to make my famous dip and take it up there.
I can't wait. Your queso?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to make that. And on Sunday, I want to do a little shopping. And, of course, I know you know this. I'm playing. But your show is on Sunday, so I'm going to check that out as well if I don't get booed up.
I will be performing at Five Seasons in Midtown. The show starts at 7:30, and it's $5 to get in. Drink specials, food specials, a great environment. So definitely if you're in the Atlanta area, you want to check it out. I'll be singing a couple of songs to you all, and there'll be other live entertainment as well. But we're
what are you singing?
I don't know yet. I'm trying to decide what I'm going to sing. I have so much as I could sing, so,
Yeah, it's a Valentine's Day thing, right?
Yeah. So it'll be something, for the beautiful ladies in the audience.
All right, so make sure you sing some beautiful songs.
We're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
High. Get high. Get high.
High magazine.
Get high.
Hype Magazine, a magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE. 4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. I'd like to thank everyone again for tuning in. Your support has meant a lot to us. We work very hard to try to bring you the best each week. We have a lot of great things in store. Like I told you, next week we have Smokey from the
Smokey.
Smokey from Playa, song Cheers to You. I'd like to thank Stephanie Pinkney from Old Man's Popcorn. Everyone, definitely go on our website so you can order some. I'm going to check out some of the popcorn, some of the different types she has is great. Question of the day, we thank you for your support each day. So keep tuning in,
Yeah, we really appreciate your support, everyone. Thanks for checking us out every Friday. Thank you for the text messages, your support. Thanks for leaving your comments on our Facebook pages. We really appreciate you just being there for us, just even if you don't listen every Friday. When you have a chance to check us out, we really appreciate your support and you doing so. If you have any questions for us, make sure you hit us up on the Stephen Knight Show on Facebook, and you can hit us up on Twitter as well, the Stephen Knight Show, SHO. Again, we want to thank you so much for listening to us every Friday, and we are going to have a great show lineup for you next week, and we're going to try to make the show better and better every week.
Until next week, God bless you.
Everything gonna be alright. And when we get there, I'ma see a pretty, pretty, pretty young.